the female child population shrinking in India. The details are alarming. Christians in Kazakhstan are forced to choose registration or homelessness. And Christian radio is teaching English and the gospel in Brazil. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where the female child population's dropping. Weeping accompanies the births of baby girls because of the dowry that must be paid to marry them off. Infanticide and abortion is rampant. Girls that survive are often sold into slavery. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says the Bridge of Hope program is rescuing some.
We take these children from the streets, from homes, and give them education, take care of food and their clothing, and teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ. We have now 49,000 children in our 400-plus centers.
Many of the children come to Christ through the program and have an incredible impact. Yohannan tells us about one girl.
There's a 9-year-old girl that gave her life to Christ at one of our schools, became responsible for 14 other adults that belonged to her family, came to the Lord Jesus Christ because of her enthusiasm and quoting Bible verses and talking about Jesus.
$28 a month can rescue a child physically and spiritually. Next, Baptist believers in Kazakhstan are being kicked out of their homes. Reports indicate that Christians who pray or worship in their homes without registering with the government are fined. When the church refuses to pay the fines, the government seizes their home instead. Local Baptists believe the court exceeded its authority since they said they'd halt the prayer meetings if the seizures were called off. In parts of the country, it's hard for some churches to get registered at all. You're listening to Mission Network News. This September, Crossroad Bible Institute is launching a new web radio program. It's not like the hundreds of other Christian programs out there, though, says Dr. David Scheringa.
We're not aware of any that have the niche of speaking out for people in need, people at risk, people in prison, people who are poor.
Crossroad Connection will feature veteran broadcaster David Fettis. Scheringa says they felt called to educate the church on issues related to people at risk because
God came to us as poor and needy sinners and rescued us when we were in need. And now he says, I want you to rescue people in need. And that's not just a spiritual matter of getting people to heaven, but also we have a responsibility to help them better their lives.
The messages will be available online, on CD, and hopefully on radio in the future. Pray that the messages energize the church. Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization's Greater Europe team has spent a year and a half doing research, sketches, and writing. They hope to have their Light in the Darkness comic book printed by the end of this year. The comic is being translated into 12 languages. It'll benefit Bosnia and other Muslim areas and little-known people groups who believe strongly in folk religions. The team of artists is short-staffed and still have some work to do. Pray for joy so the team can finish the project strong. And missionary radio is being used to not only share the gospel, but also teach English. Brazil is the latest to receive a program that's not your typical radio broadcast. Transworld Radio's David McCreary says they just started airing Dr. Michael Youssef's Leading the Way broadcast.
It's a unique program, a dual language English and Portuguese broadcast that potentially reaches up to 170 million listeners through a network of AM, FM, and shortwave broadcasts over the weekend.
The program began airing in the country last month. McCreary says it's a program that attracts Christians and non-Christians alike.
It's a great way to hear the Word of God, but also to learn English, because what he does is a line by line. He'll do a line of English and then a line of Portuguese. So it's a really unique type of program.
Pray that many will listen to the broadcasts and that God uses it to bring many people to himself. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims during their holiest time of the year. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at Mission Network News. I'm Greg Yoder.